Sechs Zeven Das Pei Vav. We begin on the base. Begin Tais Be Masul. Begin with the Gemara. Kaira Dalid, the beam that's four tefachim wide. Materas Bchur Permits in a room. Tais there's a Gizit Rashi who makes the halacha of P-Tikr dependent on the halacha of Mechitza Tluya. The Gemara said that you have a beam that's four tefachim wide. You're allowed to carry beneath it. So Pei Vav according to Rashi explains because the Sabbal Kribi who the holds Kribi Shmo Rabbi Dama that he says Nam Beis Mechitza Tluya Materas and hanging partition permits and but Lesekel Zikaber say halacha does not follow like him. That's what Rashi said. So Tais Vein Yerli, this interpretation does not seem correct to the Ri. Kribi Shmo Lehitra El B'Mavi Shmo on the Beis permits Mechitza Tluya only by Mavi, which biblically you let it carry over there. Of Mechitza Tluya the Churva Putzel Shusram, but by hanging partition in a ruin that opens up to the Shusrabe to a public domain, lying Kribi Shmo would not permit it. And if it actually would be dependent on Mechitza Tluya, Kribi Shmo Mechitza wouldn't permit it. And the truth is rather like Tais is going to say right now, it's actually not dependent on Mechitza Tluya. Because the Tais says, Vayi Moro, because the Kara Dalid, this of having a cross between the Tzvot Mechamad, Loimita Mechitza Tluya Materas, it's not permitting because of a hanging partition, because the Oleka Mechitza Klal, because actually you don't have a partition here at all, because you don't have a height of four tefachim, which is the requirement of Mechitza. Elmatam P. Tikr, it's rather functioning as the halacha of the opening of the roof. But Fitikr Lashkachna Tanoi, the Pligi, and regarding the halacha Pitikr, we don't find the Machlegis Tanoim. And even those who don't hold of Mechitza Tluya, they hold of the halacha. Moreover, Rav Nami did slay Pitikr Yerid Seisim. Rav, who the Gemara brings later in the Ptah Dibim Beis, holds of Pitikr, that the thickness of the roof is the beginning of the wall, that it's closing down the area on all sides. Kama Hacha B'Samach, here he says shortly in the Gemara, that Mechitza Tluya Materas Amamayim, that actually hanging partition only permits by water, not by the Churva. Obviously, you see that the halacha of Pitikr Yerid Seisim and Mechitza Tluya are two different halachas. Even the one who holds Mechitza Tluya is not Materas, you would still say Pitikr Yerid Seisim, not like the way Rashi said. Next is the master that begins with the Gemara, but the picture is going to the other side. Which tells explain what the Gemara's question that it's specifically according to Rabbi Huda. The Gemara is asking Rabbi Huda that it requires a hekar of the mechitza in the water itself. I, Rav Nachman, said named Rabbi Mabua that a crossbeam that's four tefachim wide permits in the water, but the pitcher is going to the other side. So pitcher explains to Rabbi Huda davka parach. The Gemara is asking specifically to Rabbi Huda that he requires a hekar of the mechitza in the water itself. And Shematzach L'Shakei Rosh HaKan B'Mayim, that it requires that you submerge the bottom of the wall in the water, Sh'le'yidim Rishus Chaveh, so that you should not be drawing water from your friend's domain. And therefore the question is being asked on him. The old Rav Huna requires his interpretation is somewhat of a sign, Sh'le'yitalt Shom L'Hedi, that you shouldn't explicitly take from the other side. But we're not concerned that you actually get water from the other side. And therefore, here we have the Kar D'Tzapa, it would be enough of a hekar, and the Gemara's question is not on him. More of a test, the Gemara could not have said that what's the difficulty? Rav Nachman, who asking the question from Rabbi Huda, is Ketana Kamam, the Shari that it permits to draw the water from the pit when you have the Mechitza, even when there's Metech Ugnai, when it's within the lip, in other words, even if it's above the water, that there is no sign in the water itself. So what are you asking Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda's going like Rabbi Shimon and that's the station, no, you can't say that because the Metech Ugnai, the Tana Kamam, when the Tana Kamam says, when it's within the lip, Hainim El Mal, Rabbi Shimon Leel. This is what Rabbi Shimon Leel means when he says, according to Mishamai, that it's on the top, which is the Chiecha, the Bay, Rabbi Huda, Shikul, Rabbi Shimon Leel. So therefore, just like Rabbi Huda holds in Rabbi Shimon Leel, that has to be submerged, according to Beis Hill, that has to be somewhat into the water, so who had no time to come? And then the sitting would be according to the comment that says, that's to be within the lip. He would also require some of it to be submerged. And so therefore, even if Nachman was like in the comment, it's going to be difficult on Rabbi Huda. Additionally, Tais asks on Rashi, is that Bechein Hod the Parach, Tais adds on to what Rashi is saying. Chenhod the Parach, so do this, that the Gemara asks that Tachas HaKoyra Mir Ari B'Maya, okay, fine, so it's not going to go because it's not going to go more than Dalad to the other side, but what's with beneath the beam itself, the water gets mixed. Says Tais Rabbi Huda Parach, that's also only asking Kornet Rabbi Huda, because Kornet Rabbi Huda, we're not really bothered by that, it just has to be somewhat of a hacker. Additionally, Tais says that the Gemara could not have answered and said, oh, but the Kar Materas Mechudel is going to be right. The crossbeam only permits from its edge and inner. Below Tachas HaKar, it doesn't permit beneath the beam. So what are you asking that, oh, beneath it gets mixed? Fine, we're not permitting from there. So it says, no, because the Kim Der Shush name Shaletz is Baham, Tachas HaKar, since both of them have rights in the area beneath the beam, it became the Samach L'Kar and Amalitza, then actually we should, if it's forbidden beneath the beam, then near the beam should also be forbidden, Mishum Sharivi Maish, Tachas HaKar, because you have the water mixing beneath the beam, and that's all part of their area too, because they have rights beneath that. But Morbus says Tais the Mashma lady, Matthias the Gamma Tatas the Kerb, because the Gemara also sounds like that it actually permits it totally, even beneath the beam, and therefore the Gemara was asking, what do you know with the water beneath the beam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it is mixing over there. Another thing more concluded as we continue next Tais the Masl. Rather, it's a leniency that the sages said regarding that of water. Which Tais disagrees with Rashi. What's the Gemara's conclusion? The Gemara said that you're right. This that we permit across a beam that's four tefachim wide in water is a leniency specifically regarding water, and you don't need to have recognizable mechitza in the water itself. Now, Pish, because Rashi explains, which is the Gemara's concluding, which we were asking on him, and we're saying, well, that's Rabbi Yehuda, right? We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Huna, like Rabbi Huna's interpretation. The Basil, Lamai Lamamish coming, the Basil, that when he said it's in the upper part of the pit, it means regards to the pit and not regards to the water, because you don't have to have anything in the water at all. And based on that, says Taisis, this is what the world relies on, Sheshlam Bot Kisai Salamai. They have the lavatories, bathrooms on the water. Even though the walls don't reach up until the water, it's based on this concept that it doesn't have to touch the water itself. Now, Tais is bothered by this because you can't really compare the two cases. Because Bahadam of this, we say later in the Pechasim and Alf, Amasnitin the Gizuz Tirosh Shilamalam and Amayim. Regarding the Mishnah of the porch, the plank that's above the water, make a partition for it that's 10 tefachim high. That's whether above or beneath it, that we say that this whole heter of drawing the water is l'shana l'malas. We only say that you're allowed to draw the water. Avlesh b'gasa, but this part is forbidden. So even though we have this leniency that in regards to water, but that's only to draw, not to spill out like you have by the bathroom. So, and that's the taste is no, because the hilchos of ikadamri, actually the halacha of the ikadamri, that filish b'chnamer shayda, no, actually even to spill out is permitted. The result says malachah chamekel, because regarding rabbinic law, we go after the more lenient interpretation, and therefore you can be lenient regarding the lavatory. But Ami and Nira, however, Tais is bothered for a different reason. Says the Einam Elis Machita, no, those partitions of the bathroom over the water is not effective, because those walls are usur litznias b'besakisa. Those walls are only meant for to be discreet for privacy of the bathroom. But leil shem machitzes ma'am, that is partitions of the water. And because the Ein Alocha Rabbi Yehuda, Alocha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, that he says Loite Mechitza Gedolah my Kodesh B'Neim, oh, that making a special partition for the water is not going to be better than the wall that you already have between them. It's not true that you do have to make a special one for the water, and therefore these walls that are made for privacy is not going to be effective for the leniency of Mechitza, like Mechitza Tluya, to be Matcha Alamayim. Now, but then Tais disagrees with Rashi regarding the conclusion of the Gemara that he says the Gemara is telling us not like Rabbi Yehuda that we see that Besel means Lamala. It doesn't mean Labala Mamayim, rather means Labala Mamish. So it says, V'dava Temehu. This is a wonder. Shapirish, according to Rashi, explains Maskan Shemayim like Rabbi Yehuda, that the conclusion of the Gemara is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Harav, Rabbi Chia, that they both said that they're the, as the Gemara brings their interpretations, that you have to have the edge of the reed sticking out from the water of Tefach, Kaimakava say, they say like Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation. And the Braise of Yaakov Karchinoi, who says that has to be submerged in the, at least a little bit into the water of Tefach, is also like Rabbi Yehuda. So rather, says Tais, Matin Lafarish, we could explain that Kal Shekil Chacham B'Mayim, the leniency that the Gemara is saying that we have specifically regarding water, is the current Materis Blei Shekur. It's just that the beam doesn't have to be, it's going to be permitted even though it's not submerged. But regarding the halacha of the hanging partition, Matin Lafarish, Rabbi Yehuda Blei Shekur, you could say that then you would actually have to have that it is submerged to go ahead and permit that mechitza, that it's what's somewhat recognizable in the water. It just doesn't have to be all the way submerged in the water, but you do have to have some type of recognition. And that would be like Rabbi Yehuda. And so the Barach Pirsh to Kamal Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Chanan also says that we will like Rabbi Yehuda, that you do have to have some recognition of the partition in the water itself. And we'll look at Sina Ella, and we don't have the text of Ella, which would sound like that, as if we're retracting and rejecting that of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Tam Nam Legras Ela, he also does not have the gears to Ela. Mefarsh, and he explains the Gemara like this. The Parak Rav Nachman. The Gemara's question actually was on Rav Nachman. That Afila, Alibid Rav Huna, that even if you say like Rav Huna, Tolematzach Shikua, that you don't have to submerge the edge of the wall in the water itself. Both of Purushan, this is the Gemara's question. We said, Karidal Matras Banayim, that if the beam is for Tvachamar permits by the water, Purush, Amasamayim, if you have a stream of water. If you have water passing by his wall, the Harva Carmelis, which that stream of water is a Carmelis, and you have a window that's beneath that beam, and you have the beam that's on top of these poles, coming out of the wall, So that permits to draw the water through the window. Uparacha, that's what the Gemara is asking, but it's going to go to the other side. In other words, the question is like this. We understand the case that when you have a pit between two different courtyards, then sufficient with walls, each one according to how much they hold, that it has to be the lesser karmel, where that pit is not a karmelis, it's rather a rishus hayachid, and it's only a problem. But a rubik hateres, so that's where we have these leniencies. But karmelis gemur, but by a bona fide karmelis, the law by rubehu, which the case that Asher Bain Tam described it, which is not something that you can make an erev hateres on, islam and then we have to be concerned. The maasli lechizah, maybe it's going to go to the other side, and that's the question: why they're permitting with the beam to draw the water from the river? That we have a tradition that the pitcher doesn't go more than four tvachim, so it's not going to go to the other side of the beam. Now, apart, then the Gemara asks, well, tachas karmiya rivimai, but beneath the beam itself, the water does mix. Bahadihanach with the water that's from the other side of the beam, and therefore mekamalus adailus, and then he's drawing the water that originates from the karmelus. It's a leniency that the sages are regarding water, that even though it came from the Karmel, it's going to be permitted. The text is not Ella, it's not a new answer. The Shinuya, because the answer, the Ain't Lima Halach, here's my book, at the Koi Koi, we're remaining with the original answer that the pitcher doesn't go more than four tefachim. And this is what the Gemara is saying. Since the pitcher itself does not go to the Karmel, because it doesn't go that far, so the fact that even though the water from the Karmel is coming here, but we're not concerned with the mixtures of the waters, because that's the leniency we have regarding waters, regarding the partition of this board. By the stream of water, that they made a partition of ten tefachim in the entry where it enters and where it leaves that chatzar, that you're allowed to draw from it. We're not concerned with the fact that the water mixes, but that obviously the water is coming from the karmelis. And the Chachamim have a particular same thing over here regarding the board, which that's the teaching of Rav Nachman, that you're allowed to draw the water from beneath them. We're not concerned that the water, although the water does get mixed with it from the karmelis on the outside. So Rashi had said that the Gemara concludes that the Kalash Rekil Chachamim is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav Nachman and the Tam did not go as Ella, and they hold that the Sugi is not disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda. And just like Tyson said, that this leniency in the bathroom, top of the water, is not really appropriate because the walls are not made for water, and therefore wouldn't have the leniency. Because we don't like Rabbi Yehuda, rather it's only for the privacy. The next test, the master begins with the Gemara. Ad kama kama Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we find Rabbi Yehuda saying his halacha? Ela be Rabbi Chatzis, only be Rabbi Chatzis, which therefore not necessarily really hold like Rabbi Yisi, who is regarding biblical law by a sukkah. The test wonders why didn't the Gemara make a different differentiation? Because the Gemara is trying to say that not necessarily each hold like the other one. So the test of him, if you're going to say, you have to take a second look. It's a dilemma. Let's say Mishum Debemayim Kilo Chachamim. What do you mean? Very simply, because Rabbi Yisi is not talking about water, talking about a sukkah. Rabbi Yisi is by water, and if we have leniencies by water, so maybe that's why he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yisi, not because he's rabbinic and he's deraisa. But moreover, he says, "Am I coming? Why is the Gemara saying Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yisi? I'm that Yehuda is like depending on Rabbi Yisi. What do you mean? Lema the kol tanoid makshav mechitzat loy. Let's say everyone who holds that it's valid by hanging partition b'shitas Rabbi Yisi. They all said depending on Rabbi Yisi. Why picking specifically Rabbi Yehuda?" And that's the case. If someone, what you can say is no. Regarding all of the time, you can say Mishum Demayim Mekilo. That they permitted Mechitzas Lo specifically regarding water, which we find those leniencies in our sugi itself. Of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Mayim Lohi Mekol Kokach. No, for the fact that it's related to water, that's not. And this answers both questions. That's not a reason for such leniencies, because Shemata Afim Mechitzas Lo Nasimayim, because he permits even with a wall, a partition that wasn't made for the water. Therefore, that's what the Gemara says. Mishum deRibi Chatzeres Derban. There must be the difference is because of Ribi Chatzeres. But regarding the halacha of the fact that it's water, we don't find that's the primary factor of the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The next text, the Masa that begins with the Gemara, Gizuz to Rishish Arba Amas Al Arba Amas. This plank that has four Amas squared. Text explains that why isn't it like a karmas? Because the Gemara was saying that according to Chananya, you could draw water from the sea with this gezuster itself. So, Tosis wonders. He says, "Mashmet sounds like b'chi ein ba'arba amas al arba amas." But if the porch is not 4 amas squared, then in the mamala, then you can have draw water from it. Have a gezuster atzma, have a rishas yachid. It sounds like okay. Then you wouldn't have to draw water from it, but the gezuster itself would be considered as rishas yachid. You just can't draw the water from the sea, but it would be Rishus Yochid. Chingzuster de Masnitin. So too, the Gezustra of the Mishnah. The Ketani in Memal Nemenam Kindas L'Machitzasar, that we said that you cannot draw water from it unless it has a partition that's 10 Tfachim high. Abu Gezustra Gufa, sounds like by the porch itself, that they have a Rishus Yochid, Metalto of Gula, it would be Rishus Yochid to be able to carry the whole theory. Now, based on this, Taisa's retained it to wonder. Kiven de ein lo mechitzes, since there's no partitions, so I might have Rishus Yochid. Then why is it Rishus Yochid? Vaha traskel, but you have the halacha of a basket. Lahav Rishus Yochid, it's not Rishus Yochid, I thought it would be Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. That says over there that you're going to throw from Rishus Ram, it's going to land on top of Michayiv. That's Elm Shom Dehaj Mechitzas. That's only because you consider that the walls around the basket are surrounded with the walls. I don't know, like the Gemara said previously, the Vlam Gimel Reis, which, with good Achis, it's considered like it's surrounded with walls. But here, by the Gezustra, we don't have any walls at all. So why are you saying that just that you can't fill the water from the sea to the porch, but sounds like that, but in itself is Rishus Yochid, why would it be Rishus Yochid? That's the case to be assumed. You could say that in general, that the truth is that you're right. That the Gezustra is you're not going to be able to say Kurachas because there's no walls. But here, when it's on the surface of the water, what's the problem that you can't say the p-tikra of the Gezustra that it's not considered as mechitzas? It's because you have Kedoyim Baikimba, you have the goats walking under it. But here, that it's over the water, the Bekiyah is Dugam Lab Bekiyah. The fact that there are fish swimming beneath it, that's not considered as a breach. But I mean, Gerachas, and therefore you'll say that you view the walls extending downward. Abba Petrasko, it could be Gedoyim. In contrast, by the basket, there we say that yeah, it's only because of Hadra Mechitzasa that's going to work, because without that, you have the kid goats going beneath it. And therefore, it's only going to be Rishus Yochid, Hadra Mechitzasa. Where you now have another approach, that this, the Gezustra itself is going to be Rishus Yochid, is because Stama Pesuch L'Rishus Ram. Generally, the porch, this Gezustra, is open to the house, the Rishus Yochid. B'Habikachar HaYochid, it's considered as a crack, as a hole, an extension of the Rishus Yochid. Therefore, it itself will have a halacha as Rishus Yochid, even though it doesn't have its own walls. And B'Riherach B'Zebresh Kol Gagas, the Ri is lengthy on this, Perkol Gagas, Gab Mechitza and Nekaras, when it discusses regarding the walls that are unrecognizable. Now, Vim Tei Metzeis asks the following question. He says, and if you're going to say, Ki'im B'Dal Ramas L'Dal Ramas, what do you mean? Even if it's not 4 Amas square, Lishter L'Balais, it should still be permitted to draw the water. The Pirish, according to the Pirish, B'Sev Kolkagas, where Rashi says, later on the Tzadik Dal Amabais, D'Alma Pik Tikr B'Chal Arbar Ruchas, you could say that the thickness of the roof is a wall extending down on all four sides. So even when there's no walls, you should still say, Pitikra. So it's like you have walls on all sides. So then it is like surrounded a wall. So why do you have to have that it's the even without walls, why can't you draw the water? That's his thesis. And that's even if it wouldn't be Dalaramas and Dalaramas, why do you need to have Dalaramas and Dalaramas? The Yeshemite thesis, what you can say is no. The Hacha Ari Davidika Zilav Alachsim. Here we're talking about where it's made like a slanty roof. Like our roofs. We don't say the halacha of pitikr yard. Like the Gemara says on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, because you can't see it as the beginning of a wall because it's on a slant and therefore it's not the beginning of a wall. Or in other approaches, Kagrin Shah Gezustra in the Shabbat, where the porch itself is not equal. Rather, Umalei Pagim is called Sabbath Sal. It's actually filled with holes. All throughout, they can't be tikra. Where therefore, since there's pegimais, so it's not smooth, and so then you can't say that it's the opening of the beginning of a wall because you don't really have the beginning of a wall. Or another approach, similarly, is kishen pesa kishen tefach b'leivag zustra. When you don't have a hand's breadth in the thickness of the porch, the mashma perasha kunchus said perikam the sukkah on the ritchesam of beis b'shmaite dachsad sheshla patzimin, where that the law of a pitikr you're decisive. You don't say this halacha of pitikr that it's as if the beginning of a wall. Unless the thickness has that of a handbreadth, and then it's already at least a tefach. So it's like okay, it's like beginning of a wall. Therefore, here when the gezustra, if it's less than dalad, it's not going to help to say based on the concept of a pitikr, because again, either one of these options, like the last one, because it doesn't have the thickness of a tefach, then we can't say the halacha of pitikr you're decisive.